There was a time when being having a mental illness or in need of some type of care was quite a stigma. Is it still that way?
Yeah, there's still a lot of stigma around mental health and mental wellness. We hope that it's not as stigmatizing as it used to be. And I think we've made some headway, but there's always those lingering effects because people may not understand exactly what a mental illness is or what it does or that people can really recover from a mental illness.
There are a lot of people out there, they may suspect there's a problem with somebody, maybe suspect there's a problem with themselves. You know, how does it go from being something where they're just having an off week or a bad, you know, period of their life to something that they need to more professional help?
Everybody has bad days. You know, we all go through blue days or things just don't seem to be going our way. But when it becomes more of more concerning and when professional help should be sought is when the mood and behaviors start to affect your daily functioning. And that is when there's like the red flags that you should watch out for. And using your resources and your support system around you can hopefully help lead you to the professional help that you may need.
If somebody's talking, you know, about, you know, you're feeling down, that type of thing, that's one thing. If somebody's talking about suicide or somebody's having suicidal thoughts themselves, that's certainly a red flag, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, that is something that you should always take seriously, no matter if you may think that individual could be asking for attention. You should always take any kind of harm to others or someone's own self as a serious matter and something you should talk about and encourage to get appropriate help immediately, especially around any kind of suicide mentions.
You work with what's called mental health first aid. Explain what that is and explain how that training can help not just, you know, a professional, but also a layman who may want to go and learn more about it.
Oh, sure. So mental health first aid is an evidence-based program that teaches anybody in the community to identify signs, symptoms, and risk factors of mental illness as well as substance abuse. And it really does try to provide anybody these tools and education and knowledge to help anybody that they care for or maybe a stranger that they run into on the street or maybe even someone they work with, help that individual find the professional help that they may need if they are experiencing those red flags that we were just talking about.
And you do this training on a regular basis, and you have some coming up as well for those that might be interested. Go ahead and tell us when those are.
Sure. So Mental Health First Aid, we are working across Memorial Health Systems counties that we serve, so Morgan, Christian, Logan, and Sangamon County. And in honor of Mental Health Awareness Month, we have a couple of open trainings available here in Springfield at the Memorial Center for Learning and Innovation. We have an open youth mental health first aid training on Wednesday, May 17th, and we have an open adult mental health first aid training on Saturday, May 20th.
Now, if somebody hears this outside of those counties, could they still come?
Absolutely. So, we encourage anybody.
So they can call from wherever they're hearing it and make the trip in, that'd be fine.
Yes.
So, talk about, again, the Mental Health Awareness Month. I mean, the point of it, I know, is to raise this awareness. At the same time, it's still a taboo topic for a lot of folks. I mean, that's the difficult part, is getting people to talk openly about this.
Oh, absolutely. Mental Health Awareness Month, yes, it is just 1 month, but we should always be working on destigmatizing mental illness 12 months of the year. And, looping back to Mental Health First Aid, having this kind of structured program really gives all of us a similar language, just a common language, to talk openly about mental illness and mental wellness. And the program approaches these issues and situations or any kind of crisis event in a way that anybody can feel that they can help somebody. They can provide that first aid, similar to physical first aid for anybody going through a crisis.
What about something like PTSD, which we hear a lot about these days? I don't know that I'd be able to point out that somebody has that and may be suffering from that. Are those the types of things that people need to talk more about, need to learn more about?
Yes, absolutely. PTSD, that's as a lot of mental illnesses. It is hard to get other people to understand a mental illness and what it can do and what it means and what it looks like, because it's not a test. It doesn't have test results that you can demonstrate. So this course, it really does go through a lot of those common mental illnesses that we see, especially around our country, and we really try to focus locally what we see from, as we are a community mental health center, we try to focus on what we see within our own counties. And PTSD does kind of string along through everything that we talk about.
And when it comes to mental health, it's not an age thing, because you can have teenagers, young people, older people all experiencing similar issues. So it's really not, you know, it's not something that you can write off and say, you know, that's not a problem because that person's young or that person's older or whatever.
Oh, right. Yeah. Mental illness does not discriminate.
What should I do? Let's say I'm working with somebody. I'm not, mm-hmm. It's not a family member. It's not something I'm that close to, but I see them on a regular basis and I notice some change in them. You know, I don't know their doctor. I really don't know their family necessarily. Mm-hmm. What should I do? I mean, what's a step I could take to, you know, point out this problem and maybe allow this person to get some help?
So one of the big things you want to do if you're ever in the situation, and if you have not taken mental health first aid, that would be one thing to do. But in the meantime, what you can absolutely do is to just be open to that person. Let that person know that you're noticing A, B, and C and list off what you're observing. Try to be as very factual and not insert feelings except that you're concerned. And no judgment. Just approach that individual. Let them know how you're feeling based on what you're seeing and say, I'm here if you're wanting to talk. And then just listen.
And you probably should be prepared that you might be met with some resistance, I would think.
Yes. You know, and there's sometimes I'm out in the community talking about mental health first aid, and it's pretty incredible how many people actually want to help other individuals, and that's amazing. But then they get to that point where they do get that individual to open up and they say, I need help, I'm experiencing this, and then it's the freeze on the person who was concerned. They're like, what do we do? You know, like, now what do I do? How can I help that person? Know your resources, what's available in your community. Just the most important thing is to just be there for that person and help them navigate getting help as well.
Let's get back to mental health first aid, which you instruct. Again, if somebody wants to go through this, should they come prepared in some way, or is it just you just want to learn more about it, you can show up?
Just show up. Well, register before
register
you show
first,
up.
Right.
But yeah, just show up. You don't need to bring anything. Just, you know, bring your willingness to learn and have an open mind. Everybody that's gone through it so far, and we've trained over 300 people, have said nothing but good things about the course.